Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Folks, I have announced in front of hostile crowds before. Crowds who wanted the home team. Crowds who wanted clean answers and comfortable seats. But tonight you came for resolution. And I am here to tell you this question does not have a locker room that smells like victory. Tonight, one question. 15 wisdom traditions. And an arena full of people who have already forgiven somebody for exactly the wrong reason and cannot stop thinking about it.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one question gets run through 15 wisdom traditions. You can find today's question, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, does forgiving someone mostly because they made you laugh count as wisdom or just a weak spot they'll use again? Two very different people could be asking this. Person one is in a jury duty waiting room, killing time, replaying a fight they just ended, and they want confirmation they did something generous. Person two is in the same room, jaw tight, knowing they caved again, wanting someone to finally say, yes, that was weak. Same question, opposite needs. So let's actually ask it. Does forgiving someone because they made you laugh count as wisdom or a weak spot? Stoicism is not here to make you feel better about this. It draws a hard line between laughter as evidence and laughter as distraction. It says, you felt lighter for 30 seconds. That's a physical event. It is not a verdict. Did you actually assess what they did, weigh the pattern, decide the relationship merits continuation, or did you just stop gripping and call it grace? Stoicism says your weak spot isn't forgiveness. It's that you skipped the interrogation.
Very on brand for Stoicism. But Sufism is going to look at that and say the interrogation is the problem. The laugh was the beloved slipping past every wall you spent months building. You don't audit that. The reed doesn't ask whether the breath playing it deserves the music it opens, it sings. For Sufism, the wine that got in through a joke is still wine, still holy. You don't send it back because the delivery method wasn't solemn enough.
Buddhism lands somewhere more unsettling than either of those. It says the laugh didn't manufacture the forgiveness found the laugh. But then it watches you standing there, still weighing it, and it says, the wound is not done speaking. And here's the move that wrecked me. It suggests the person who hurt you and the person who charmed you might be dissolving into someone neither of you has met yet. Very beautiful. Does not help you decide whether to text them back.
Judaism cuts right through the poetry. It says, don't ask us, ask them. Are they laughing with you, or have they just learned which key unlocks your door? Because teshuva, real turning, requires actual change of direction, not a performance of charm. A jester who hasn't turned is still facing the same wall. Judaism's verdict is sharp. Your laughter is not the weak spot. Their unchanged heart is, reassuring to one person in that jury duty waiting room, devastating to the other.
There's a Ross and Rachel scene that does something real here, specifically the couch scene from Friends, the one where Ross is screaming pivot in a stairwell at an angle that makes no physical sense, and everyone around him just starts laughing and helps anyway, even though nothing about the situation got resolved. The pop culture oracle called it, in that stairwell, the laughing becomes the apology. The weak spot and the wisdom are the same door. They will use it again, so will you. And honestly, that's the most honest framing we've gotten all episode. Taoism left us with something I can't shake. The one who maps your laughter as a door to pick has already told you everything. You heard it. That's not a weak spot, that's evidence. Whether you act on it is tomorrow's question. And tomorrow's question probably deserves someone willing to stop asking the universe to grade the decision.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DQ York, music.com for our dark rock intro tune. This crowd came for comfortable answers and left with evidence. That is not a defeat. That is what happens when you bring a real grievance into an arena full of traditions who refuse to call it easy. You can support this free daily multilingual show and get every question in 15 languages at thegodshow.us. Subscribe there. Share it. Bring the person you just forgave. Or don't. The stairwell holds either way. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.